I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. Hey guys, welcome back. Grace Park is probably best known for her work on Battlestar Galactica. Or maybe you caught her on Stargate, The Dead Zone, or in the Benjamin Bratt series, The Cleaner. Wherever you've seen her, you know that she can pretty much hold her own against strong male characters. Well, she's about to do it again in the reboot of Hawaii Five-0. She plays Kono. She's fresh out of the academy and a cousin to Daniel Day-Kim's character, Chin-Ho Kelly. I got a chance to talk to her at Comic-Con in another roundtable interview, so most of the questions aren't mine. We talked about how her character was a man in the original show and how she got the part.
So do you feel any additional pressure in making it right for fans of the original show?
You know, I think if I was playing Katie Sackhoff's role of Starbuck in the original and there was a lot of animosity, maybe I'd have some similar feelings. But like Boomer, Kono was an important character in the original show, but not necessarily like the most like foremost. So I think for that there's less attention put onto the role. I think it's kind of an interesting tidbit, and yes, how did I do this again? You know, like doing remakes is not a guaranteed thing, as we know. We've seen many come and go. But there, with the people attached to this project, behind the screen and in front, there's a lot of talent and skill, and I think with their past projects, I mean, you can't foretell the future, but if you look at the things that they have worked on, you get a sense of their work ethic and their process, or if not their process, at least like what they have in mind. And I like what I saw before. I was blown away, so I wanted to be a part of it again.
Good luck. Did you audition for the role, or did
yeah.
they just want you immediately?
No, it would have been nice if they just wanted me immediately, but no. No, there was like some I heard. I met with Meg Lieberman, who was like studio head casting at CBS, but then she told me, but she came to Vancouver to see like all the talent up there just as a general, and at that time I heard there was like some excitement, but then I didn't hear anything for months, and I just thought pass me by. And then I got a call for a screen test offer, which means it's all, the word offer is in there, but it's still, you got to go through the process, so you skip maybe like six steps of like a pre-screen or like all the other, like just the director, just the producer, that kind of stuff, and you go straight to the end. But then it's almost more daunting in a way, because it's just you step in front of like 20 executives at like, you know, the biggest network in America, and you fall flat on your face there. It's like, that's not, you know, it's in one fell swoop, it's done. So
what has your Comic-Con experience been like so far? Have you gotten to check out anything yet, or will you get to?
Well, I hope so. I like hitting the floor and getting a sense of the buzz. I think one of the most fun things about Comic-Con is like looking at all the people, what are they wearing, getting out on the floor, like the buzz of like ground level, you know?
Yeah.
And it would be really fun to go to some of the other panels and stuff like that. But got here yesterday, took the red eye, and been in hotels ever since. So it's really different when you're going to Comic-Con as like a participant, to just to be like out there and buy stuff and watch things and, you know, look at the new trailers, and a little bit different when you're shuttled in like via like the garbage trucks, like through the back lane and through the kitchen. It's almost like you're in a James Bond movie, like expecting action to happen in the kitchen. But yeah, it's a little bit, and then we do like stuff like this, like the press tables. So it's totally a different experience. So I hope to get out there eventually.
You mentioned that you were talking about how the character of Kono has changed probably from the original series. Can you talk about who Kono is and why fans will enjoy watching
him? I think Kono is an interesting element now, because you could have Hawaii Five-0 be a team of four males, and that would also be great. But sometimes, like, it's always great to be able to have more tools at your disposal. And if you do have a woman on the team, there's things that they may or may not be able to access because of just the sheer fact that she's a woman. You can disarm people, that kind of thing. So you find that with Kono, she's like a rookie cop that's going to join this new forming team. And she's related to Chin-Ho Kelly. And she gets to meet Dano and Garrett like right off the bat. And she participates in something that she probably wouldn't be able to do on her own, because she would be just a newbie, like a rookie going into the academy, or out of the academy into the police force. But with that, she gets thrust into this world of crime, but really cutting edge, like at the forefront, and probably not following all the rules, but they get done what they need to get done, and it's kind of the nature of this new team, Y5O.
What is her role in the team, and what's her personality?
I think you're going to see that she's a bit of she's pretty hands-on. She's the tomboy. She likes to roll with the boys, but at the same time, she's a woman, you know, so she's not like that's totally lost on her. But being a little bit younger than maybe some of her other counterparts, she's discovering who she is, that kind of thing. But I think for the most part, you're going to see her involved in gunfights and one-on-one fights, that kind of thing, and hopefully a little bit of the technology as well in solving the crimes.
Thanks, Grace, and thank you for listening. Hey guys, keep coming back to dailyactor.com for more great interviews, columns, and resources. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.